To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, like a lot of us, wondering, now that we've actually seen a good game from a Browns quarterback, why was Dylan Gabriel given all the advantages ahead of Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, you know, it does feel like it's been a weird couple days, I'm going to be honest with you, where it's like everyone's turned on Stefanski, something you and I have been talking about for a long time now. Everyone's wondering these questions of like, how could you possibly have Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur in the building and choose Dylan Gabriel? Some of the things we've been wondering for a long time as well. It feels like the chickens are coming home to roost here.
I will tell you, John sounds like a defeated man in one regard, which was his answer on Deion Sanders.
Well, okay, so here's why I think he was open to it. He was very open to it.
Well, I think it was more like I guess.
Well, so first off, I'd love to see the interaction next week if Deion's also there, if that is just a little bit different between Haslam and Deion. But the part that I'm interested by, Nick, if you fire your head coach, and if Shedeur looks the way he did on Sunday, the remaining four games, how does Deion not get a courtesy interview?
Because he shouldn't be in the job.
But think about the dynamics at play here, though. And like, listen, I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it should happen. All these things we can talk about. But if that's something Shedeur is really, really interested in, and if he looks like he did on Sunday for the next four games, there's a big if attached to that. But if he looks like, whoa, this happened and this happened quick, how do you not give him a courtesy interview?
Because Shedeur would have to first say that to the Browns. And then the Browns would go back to Shedeur and say, you haven't earned the right to have a say in who the head coach is. So simmer down while we hire the head coach.
I think it'd be really interesting to find out those dynamics. I would want to know just how much Shedeur feels like he can wield as far as power is concerned. And I would be interested to see the Browns' feedback in that as well. Plus, we know Haslam loves the dynamics of all this.
Yeah, I mean,
talking about the Browns. Like, there's a part of him that would be, I think, very open to this.
I think that's why. I think if you're Andrew Berry, your job is to play keep away and never let that interview happen.
Yeah, well, let's have these pregame meetings between the two of them. And if Shedeur keeps playing the way that it is, it'll be very hard to keep that train off the tracks if, in fact, he does play this good.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I think it's called having a backbone and having the ability to understand that.
Look who you're talking about, though. You're talking about Haslam and all this.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying don't do it.
I'm telling you, this is just if he plays like he did on Sunday, it's on the table.
At least it's going to be five good games. You don't do a courtesy interview for the head coach of your franchise just because somebody had five good games. The courtesy, the reward you get for having five good games if you're Shedeur is you're going to be the quarterback next year and beyond.
All right, if you believe that, then I would also say this is another feather in the cap of you have to fire Stefanski at the end of the season because if you feel like Shedeur would have no, like, hey, could you just send over my dad? Could you just do him that solid? Let's see how this goes. If he plays like Jaden Daniels did year one, if he plays like that next year in 2026, you do get a lot more power. You do get a lot more say. You get a lot more.
NFL
quarterback is their dad is one of the greatest players of all time and also coaches the college sport. Like, it's such a unique dynamic.
But see, this is the problem. You're drunk on power with one good game from Shedeur.
We can't use past dynamics to even. There's no precedent for this.
Yeah, no.
There's zero precedent for this.
It's a precedent that's made up. It's not a thing. It doesn't have to be a thing. Deion is a good college coach. He has won approximately D, nothing, zero in college. I see no need to be like, this is the coach you have to have, because, and you can't tell me the only reason you wouldn't be hiring him is the buzz, at which point you've already lost the next 5 years.
Haslam loves the buzz. I'm just saying, based off of the Browns and what we know, this is something that I could see Haslam easily going down this road.
I refuse to believe it. As all the dumb things I've watched him do,
I can see him doing it
in the last 10 years, including hiring Paul DePodesta, this might take the cake. You don't have to do it. It's best for Shador to be a professional quarterback without his father around. All right? That doesn't
Mike
mean...
Mike McDaniel is the OC. Jim Schwartz is the DC. Deion
you're
Sanders
just
is the head coach.
Me. You're trolling me. That's all this is. You're just... It's payback
part of that?
For
what
me
part
trying
of that
to prep
like?
You for Albert... All of it. Well, actually, no.
You like
namely,
Mike McDaniel?
The Deion
you like
part.
Jim Schwartz? Then it's Deion
the Deion
at the front.
Part. The Deion part.
He's
the part where he hasn't earned the right to be an NFL head coach.
Let's see how this goes.
That part.
Let's see how this goes.
No, I don't need to see how it goes.
I got
to
see how this plays out.
Okay,
if he looks as good as he did Sunday, I think he's going to be calling a lot
Deion
of shots
Sanders
by the end of the season.
Could look like the second coming of the Messiah. And I would be like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't hire his dad as a head coach. Daddy's back. Shador, not the Messiah.
You don't want to hire the Messiah?
No, that guy seems like he's got his stuff together. That guy seems like he could be a pretty darn good head coach.
Pretty well put together, if
leadership
you ask me.
Traits out the yin-yang.
Every athlete thanks him after all these games for a reason.
Oh, you think he can't handle 54 guys on Sunday? He's got 9 billion people he's leading. Thank you very much. The lead. It's two straight ends of the segment. Out of pocket. You know what it is? You're priming up for Albert, and you're taking out on me.
I'm not doing anything to Albert at 520. I'm not doing a thing. You're the one that's going to play the clip.
You're the
one that's going to get after it.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.